RadioSaintPete.com.
Now a few minutes with RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell. Today, Charlie reviews John Wick, now playing in area theaters.
I appreciate a good revenge movie. If a guy, specifically one of the world's deadliest assassins, gets pushed far enough or is wronged or insulted, I anticipate the wrath he will bring down on the unlucky buffoons who set him off. However, it is on the screenwriter to make me believe the catalyst. Not just anything can set off a retired assassin, a guy who somehow made it out of the underworld alive. John Wick is a fine action revenge thriller, but it just might have the dumbest setup and flimsiest excuse for retribution since cavemen started telling stories in their dwellings about how they were going to get back at Grog for killing their woman or pet saber-toothed cat. If you want to make a film with Keanu Reeves out for blood, I am all for it. But please, spend the extra 4 minutes it takes writing your screenplay to give him a more plausible motivation than some goons killing his dead wife's puppy dog present. Once we get past the jaw-dropping opening scenes where we can't believe this is how the filmmakers choose to kick off their movie, the complete mayhem which follows is a cut above the standard one-man-against-the-world thriller. Thoughtful carnage is an underrated art form in violent movies. Far too often, the bad guy gets shot in the gut, falls down, and dies. John Wick, played by Reeves, believes in actually killing the man. He almost always shoots the thug twice in the head, and nobody regains consciousness to suddenly reach for a gun or sucker punch the hero. Please give a nod of respect to screenwriter Derek Kolstad and directors David Leitch and Chad Stahelski for finally giving an action film audience a more realistic method a professional killer would use to clear out an entire floor of henchmen. Don't go overboard on the praise. To remind you, these are the same gentlemen who kill off John Wick's wife, Bridget Moynihan, of natural causes in the opening montage, and have him bond with a beagle puppy she has delivered to him after her death to remind him to continue to love. They also have the entire Russian mob attack him one after the other, waiting their turns instead of as a group. The action scenes eat up so many minutes of the film that I don't see how else the directors would show John Wick's uncanny abilities, but it is quite noticeable the bad guys only attack single file, and every now and then as a duo, considering the resulting body count. It was not just a random unfortunate soul who picked on the wrong guy to steal from and commit canine murder. It was the punk son of New York City's most powerful crime syndicate boss, the Russian Vigo, played by Michael Nyquist. Vigo employed John Wick back in the day, so he is well aware of the looming death sentence hanging over his idiot son, Yosef, played by Alfie Allen. However, blood is blood, so Vigo cannot just hand Yosef over to get what's coming to him. Vigo throws hundreds of hapless foot soldiers to their inevitable demise and puts a bounty out on John Wick's head, attracting New York City's cluttered scene of mercenaries, including a dangerous lady assassin, played by Adrienne Palicki, and the reserved semi-retired professional sniper, played by Willem Dafoe. New York City's supply of killers waiting for a job must be saturated. They have their own hotel to stay at during jobs, because it's considered neutral territory, and their own speakeasy, complete with an adhered-to set of bad guy bylaws. Directors Leitch and Stahelski were approached to design and film the action scenes, because these are the wise men behind the fight scenes in the Matrix trilogy and 50 other impressive action films. They pitched their own ideas as directors instead, jumping from the stunt and second unit world to being the primary visualizers. Gun battles in a crowded dance club, in John Wick's own house, and out in the middle of the street are laudable and display where the first-time feature director's strengths lie. A surprise to nobody in the audience, the strength is not in Kolstad's script. John Wick attempts to address philosophy and ethics briefly, discussing the morality about man's capability to change and the concepts of good and evil. These themes are afterthoughts and come off as catch-your-breath platitudes between more rounds of blood splatter and dislocated joints and bones. The assassin underworld art direction looks great, and everyone wears a suit and tie and uses gold coin currency to conduct their business. Those qualities aside, if you don't mind the mindless slaughter of an unlimited conveyor belt full of the Russian mafia, but are queasy at the thought inside of a dead puppy, John Wick is not for you. That is why I give John Wick 2 out of 4 stars.
John Wick is rated R, now playing at Touchstar Cinemas Seminole 8, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, Regal Largo Mall 8, Movico Sundial 19 in downtown St. Petersburg, and Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas. RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit Charlie Jewell, JUHL.com.
RadioSaintPete.com.